Welcome into another edition of Scout and Rod on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Who would have thought Minnesota going to Detroit would be this intriguing of a game in Week 14? It is. The Vikings are steadily winning football games. Not all that impressive on film, I can tell you that. It's one of the more quiet-looking, two-loss teams that just don't look like a real strong Super Bowl contender. But Minnesota's finding ways to get it done. And don't look now, but this Lions team is really starting to figure things out. Offensively, they're scoring a bunch of points, getting a little bit healthier. They've got an electric offense, man. They are six most points per game. So this is going to be a better game because Minnesota plays a lot of close games. And this Lions team is really playing good football. So I know Minnesota's found a way to win those close games. The four victories have come in the final minute or overtime. So they're finding ways to win. We'll see if they can do it again. The Vikings are talented enough to expose some of the issues that the Lions have. Consider that Minnesota's last four outings have been against the Bills, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the Jets. Some of the league's most forgiving defenses. But Detroit's yielding the second most yards per carry in rushing scores, as well as the sixth most passing yards per game. Minnesota has the firepower to go toe-to-toe. This could be a shootout type game. I expect Minnesota to score a lot of points. I do think that Detroit can match point for point, and we'll see if the Vikings' magic can continue here on the road. But it's good to see Detroit playing this good football very interesting NFC North matchup. I've got further details on this game and all the games in the NFL and college football over at LandryFootball.com. So please make sure that you check it out today, as well as all the latest news and notes, information, news and notes. We've got obviously draft information we're going to have for you, free agency when the time comes, college football breakdowns of all the bowl games, all the recruiting stuff, transfer portal. One-stop shopping football at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our holiday savings today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you get all of our football shows. Now for the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory embedding the Minnesota Vikings and Detroit Lions. Maybe the most intriguing matchup of the week based on the line. This one opened the Vikings favored by a point and a half, even some 2.5s on the board early on Sunday. This has swung the Lions favored by 2, favored as high as 2.5 in different points this week, and a total 52.5. We've seen it get as high as 53.5 opening around that 52. Mark. Vikings 6-5-1 ATS, 2-1-1 on the road. The Lions 8-4 ATS with a 5-2 home ATS. Mark. Both teams have been over teams. 7 overs, 5 unders for the Vikings. 8 overs, 4 unders for the Lions. Vikings won 28-24 back on September the 25th, week 3. Lions are on an 0-4 ATS run in the last 4 against the Vikings. And the over has hit 4 of the last 5 overall. And looking at the last 4 of the last 5 played in Detroit as well. Vikings, they're on a 1-5-1 ATS run versus the NFC, but they're on a 5-1-1 ATS run in their last 7 overall. All those AFC games mixed in there for Minnesota. Over 7 of 8 on the road versus teams with losing home records. And 10-12 to the over on turf, 6-7 to the over in December. So some over trends there for the Vikings. Mixed trends in the matchup on Minnesota side. Lions, they are on a 5-0 ATS run. Few starters questionable with illnesses here for Minnesota. Harrison Smith and Patrick Peterson in the backfield, defensive backfield most notably. Linebacker Eric Kendricks questionable with a shoulder. Running back DeAndre Swift questionable with an ankle for Detroit. This spread, you know, flipped over throughout the week. I expected Minnesota to be right around that field goal favorite, and it's almost completely flipped. I've spent more time running through this game than any other game on the schedule. I expected Minnesota minus the 3, so maybe feeling some value on that number, but I'm going to say I'm going to lean Lions here. A slight lean to the Lions. No play on this one. I got a feeling this might be the most exciting game on the card here this week. I do like the over, though. 52.5. I know it bet down from that 53.5 where it got. It's a lot of points, but I think these two teams can fill up that scoreboard. And if you have one game to watch this weekend, this might be the one to watch. You know, keep in mind, Minnesota, a lot to play for yet with positioning in the playoffs. And Detroit, they got a lot to play for as they're trying to creep their way into the playoffs. More NFL previews from the Scout and the Route. You can find them on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been The Route to Victory in betting the Lions and Vikings.